Yes, please.
Yes.
May I have your name,
through my experience, when I drive along James Bay Highway or Route North, it's a very isolated highway, and accidents do happen. Let's say this project is officially started, and let's say somebody has a medical problem and loses control of the vehicle, gets badly hurt. How are they going to get help? Because there is no signal for the cell phone to work. Okay, not all lives cannot be saved, but let's say somebody could have had a second chance and will lose that second chance. Let me think of an example. That somebody has a heart attack, severe heart attack, loses consciousness, loses control of the truck, and there the guy has no second chance. Is that going to be addressed? Will be there any changes?
Thank you for your question, Mr. Bourassa.
Thank you for your question. That's an interesting point.
Because let's say the accident happens from Shibugamu. For the ambulance, it's going to take too long. The response times would be just too slow, you know? Because I know what is it like to drive an ambulance on a gravel road.
Yes, Mr. President. You want to make? Okay. So thank you for your questions. That's one of the point. When we ponder the impacts of a project, and we did ponder the impacts of our trucking on the Route du Nord, when we looked at the possibility of using normal 38-ton trucks versus 100-ton trucks, we wanted to reduce. Of course, we have to all concentrate south, but you want to do it as efficiently as possible with less burden to the safety. I looked and I said to myself, one of the positive aspects of the increased trucking that we're going to be making is the fact that, and I thought of this one winter when I was traveling at night with my pickup truck coming north, and that I didn't see anybody going south and nobody passing me going north. So I thought if I had a problem, might be there for a long time before anybody finds that I have a problem. So I had a vision. If and when we start hauling concentrate here, one thing is going to be sure, at least it will not take more than 2 hours for somebody to find you, because we're going to have a truck going south every 2 hours or going at the same point every 2 hours. So that's a positive aspect. So, and all of these trucks are going to be linked by CBs and satellite phones, so they will be able to call for assistance. Obviously, we cannot save everybody, but it's going to be additional eyes on the roads, and it's going to be additional communication capacity that does not exist presently with the cellular phone. I hope it answers the question.